I think it was mainly Mark and Greg were playing together in more of a, I guess you could call it like a hard rock band. And they started getting into more of the Sex Pistols, Ramones type of music and thought, man, this is much more energetic, much more frenetic for them. And they thought, you know, it would be pretty neat to see if we can find other people that were kind of into that genre of music because they seemed to gravitate towards it. So, I'm not exactly sure how I got connected with them. It could have been that I had the basement for rehearsal because, you know, I've been playing in other bands previously. So somehow I got connected with them and we started rehearsing in the basement and we really connected well as far as where we wanted to take the band. So the main impetus was it seemed like you had your punk rock bands and hardcore was starting to come into the scene and we wanted to do something a little bit different than both of those genres. One was Greg is just an outstanding guitar player, so we thought we'd throw in like short leads that were, you know, focused on his incredible playing, yet kept it short, sweet, and had that punk rock sound. So we were looking for a drummer, and I remember we were going through the news, and we saw this ad. It said, Iggy Moon, drummer, ready to play, and I forgot, you know, it's a punk band or whatever. So we contacted him, and he was just an amazing, just another amazing player that really added to the sound. So it was interesting in that not only were we kind of, you know, punk and hardcore and like that kind of music, but these guys could actually really, they were true musicians and really kind of set us apart, I thought, as far as the difference between us and bands like the Necros and L7 and other bands such as that. We just had a, I would say, a little more musical flair in the scene. So it's kind of interesting, you know, to put that all together.